And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony.
What?
Rose.
Dole.
I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
What a weekend it was for the Los Angeles Lakers. We start where the weekend ended for them, which is with a 112-103 convincing win over the Clippers in Staples Center. Jalen, did this win and this weekend convince you the Lakers are the NBA Finals favorites?
Well, it was great to be up close and personal in California this weekend, checking out the Bucks game on Friday, going to Golden State for the game on Saturday. Unfortunately, Steph Curry wasn't available. And obviously, this clash of the Titans on Sunday. The beginning of the season, I picked the Los Angeles Lakers to win it all. You add AD, the free agency moves. I felt Kuzma was going to continue to elevate. And then all of a sudden, the Clippers started to form a roster around Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And they added Morris, who is going to play quality minutes and ultimately is a starter for them now. And I felt like their depth on paper makes them the best team in basketball. That was a quality win for the Lakers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they got it done. AD and LeBron actually got off to slow starts. The first 5 minutes of the game, Jacoby, I looked up at the scoreboard. LeBron James had all zeros. He had all zeros. And Anthony Davis started off a little timid, a little nervous. I saw this on Friday, and I saw it on Sunday, that the opposing team felt like they were just going to punk him. They were going to bully him. They were going to hack him. They were going to block him. They were going to stand over him. They were going to intimidate him. And early, it got to him. He shot an air ball from three. He got Kawhi on the post a couple of times. He wasn't aggressive scoring. Threw a behind-the-back pass to Danny Green that went out of bounds. He was out of sorts. But you know who was consistent? Avery Bradley. Mm. And he was a difference maker because when those two guys are playing to their averages, see, here's what you want to see happen. Your best players, you want them to exceed their averages and also be efficient. And then that allows somebody like Avery Bradley to come and snatch the jewels of Patrick Beverly. You see that? That was like the Roots. Give it here. Don't say nothing. That was like high school. Here, picking him up 94 feet. And you know what happened in the arena? The tone changed after those steals. And Patrick Beverly was non-effective.
Nope.
Lou Williams was not effective. And neither one of those guys after that even brought the basketball up court. Lou Williams tried to bring the ball up court one time. Avery Bradley was all over him. He got so mad, he got a technical foul. That's how Avery Bradley's impact was major on both ends of the floor yesterday.
Avery Bradley had a big game. Usually see that defense from him, but usually don't see 6 for 12 from 3. 12 three-pointers from Avery Bradley, that kind of confidence can be very helpful in the playoffs. Still looking for more of a contribution from Kuzma, but it was Bradley who was pestering the offense and Pat Beverly. And after the game, Pat Beverly was asked about the challenge of guarding LeBron James. And let's listen to what he said.
Can you describe the challenge it is defensively when LeBron...
No challenge.
But particularly the end of the game...
No challenge.
Can you describe the describe what it's like as a defender to when he tries to force the switches?
Not hard at all. Hard?
I love Pat Bev so much. No challenge, not hard at all, but it was LeBron James who was dictating switches at the end of the game. He contributed on the last 13 points the Lakers scored to seal the victory. Jalen, what do you think Pat Bev means when he says there's no challenge guarding LeBron James?
So, Pat Bev is my man, 50 grand. And I understand why so many people, especially in the media, applaud a player like him because he's overcome so many things to get where he is, and now he's starting for a contending team in the NBA, and he put himself in position to be one of the best defensive players in the league. But after that game, you don't get to say that. You don't get to say that. Here's what that media member should have asked him. How did it feel getting picked up 94 feet and then the coach didn't allow you to bring the ball up again? Oh, as a matter of fact, how does it feel to guard Bradley? Because he the one that was getting buckets on you, not LeBron James. They should have been asking him about LeBron. They should have been asking him about Avery Bradley. Yesterday, it was about paying homage to the Lakers.
It really was. But it wasn't just yesterday we paid homage to the Lakers. It was also Friday night in a premier matchup against Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. There was the combination of those two wins, which sort of reinvigorated the MVP conversation. And it was Kyle Kuzma, who on the sideline mocked giving a crown to the head of LeBron James. You know I've been on the LeBron James is the MVP train all season long. Are you ready to join me as LeBron James, the MVP front-running candidate?
Here's what I want to do. Can I eliminate all of the cliches that come out of the Los Angeles Lakers locker room?
Acting like
it's just another game, not a big deal. Yeah, we got Giannis. Yeah, we got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. We're not really trying to get up for nothing. We're trying to pace ourselves for the playoffs. Everybody knows this weekend should have meant everything for the Los Angeles Lakers, and here's why. We know who the three best teams in basketball, and when you get a chance to face the other two in a short period, it gives you a chance to test who you really are.
Yeah.
And LeBron James, that's why we're now having this MVP conversation. It ain't just about the wins. It's about how he performed against the other MVP candidate in Giannis. Scoring on him on the post.
Yep.
Playing defense on him really well. The same with Kawhi, who had a pedestrian game. So Giannis is still my favorite as a voter. But there is a path where LeBron James can come and win the MVP. This is going to go down to the wire.
To me, it's not even close. LeBron James is far and away the most valuable player in the league and has been for about a decade. But people like you still need to be convinced. And this isn't going to help Giannis's case. No, no, no. No, no, no. Because Giannis has what is being called a joint capsule sprain on his left knee. He'll be out at least two games. Those games come against the Nuggets and the struggling Celtics. Jalen, could it be that this injury clears the way not just for LeBron James to sort of re-enter the MVP conversation, but could put the Bucks on a four-game losing streak?
Bam. I was sitting on the baseline when he took that fall. Please show that again.
Okay.
This could have been a catastrophic injury. Mm. Like a 7-foot man pulling all of his weight on his left leg like that. Usually, that becomes something bigger than what you just described, sounding like something Snoop Dogg wrote as a doctor report. Because the first word you said was like, yes, yes. And I'm happy for the league. I'm clearly happy for him. And I'm happy for the Bucks that it isn't worse. I don't believe him missing a couple of games is going to hinder his MVP candidacy. However, he is going to have a nice stretch of 15-plus games to continue to play well. And right now, as I said, he's still my front runner.
Giannis is not the only person that went to Los Angeles and left with a joint capsule. Now, it is time for some news that matters. Jalen, you've added something to your game. Like great NBA players, you add things to your game over time. And one thing you've added to your game in the last couple of years is the waves. You're brushing, you're wearing the wave cap, you're putting oils in there. Now, we have an innovator, Jalen Rose. This weekend, on the internet, this man revealed a new set of waves. He's got the beard waves. Jalen Rose, will you be getting wavy with the goatee?
Shout out to Reg the Ledge, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have focused on being wavy. I saw his and he challenged me. He like, you on TV, you in your mid-40s, you got to add something to your game. He got me the oils. He got me the do-rag. He got me the brush. He put me in the game. He also showed us this gentleman who got waves in his beard. Now, as somebody that can't grow a beard, I love the way it looks. I can't wait to see Reg when he gets his like that. Because you must do it, Reg. It's mandatory.
Jalen, I want to see you with the goatee waves. I want to see you with the goatee waves. I know it's possible. Grow it out a little bit. Brush it down a little bit. Get the little salt and pepper goatee waves going. I can see it happening. I can see it happening. Basketball season is heating up. Some teams are coming together while others are falling behind. It's their drive and momentum that will determine who raises the trophy at the end of the season. Goodyear knows that no matter what road you're on, movement is the key to unlocking our potential. Because growth isn't a straight line, it's a winding road traveled in pursuit of possibility. It's time to discover what possibilities lay ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen Rose, who is joining us right now on the program?
It's a family affair. We talk so many times about who's the GOAT in the NBA, but I want to give my big sister, Cheryl Miller, her flowers while she's on our show. The greatest women's basketball player of all time is here, Jacoby. Welcome, Cheryl. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, baby bro. How much this is going to cost me, I don't care. I'll foot the bill. Thank you for the intro.
Well, Cheryl, we just saw the trailer for Women of Troy, which airs March 10th on HBO. What can fans expect from this project?
Well, first of all, I was blown away. I think HBO did a fantastic job of just getting the essence, the spirit, the passion, and the drive that it took to win back-to-back championships. They're going to see, you know, hear from the McGee twins, Pam and Paula, Cynthia Cooper. You know, this was, like someone said, this was a Hall of Fame team playing together. But Coach Sharp, Linda Sharp, did an excellent job of really managing and negotiating all the different personalities because we came in wanting to be the boss.
Cheryl, obviously I know about your great exploits as a basketball player and all of the things that you gave to the game. What is your reaction when people say that you're the greatest women's player to do it? And can you give the youngsters out there a little history lesson about some of your greatest gains? For example, your career high in high school.
Well, my career high in high school was 105. But I will say, I did pass the ball. I did pass the ball, and I didn't play the last 2 minutes of the game. So can you imagine the damage I would have done? But look, I was one of many. I had great coaches along the way. But the main thing is win. Get that W. And from a very young age, extremely competitive, didn't like to lose, and I loved to grind the game up. And most of all, I was always honing my skills. What I needed to get better in, my left hand, my right hand, a jump hook, all the things, all the tools of the game I wanted to improve on. And I was very fortunate, like I said, to play with some amazing players.
Well, we're lucky enough to have a young audience, and sometimes they need to be educated to some history lessons. Just take a look at these numbers right here that this woman joining the program put up while she was playing. It's out of control when you look at...
Wow.
This is... Look at the field goal percentage. Over 50% every single year. Over 20 points every single year. And nearly double-digit rebounds every single year. It's so nice to have you on the program, Cheryl, because you blazed the trail for so many female basketball players. And now in the NBA, we have about women coaches in the league. When do you think we will see a head coach in the NBA that is a woman?
I think it's right around the corner. There are so many tremendous female basketball coaches. I just like to call them coaches. Male, female, cat, dog, squirrel, or rat. They're a coach. And I love that it's inclusionary. Guys are respecting and have always respected the women's game, and they respect a ball, as you guys well know. So I'm excited for the future of women's basketball. We are now clearly in front and center. The game has grown in so many different ways. Players are more talented, athletic, playing multiple positions, and they love and crave the game. And we finally are getting the exposure that we deserve.
So, a unique family situation, and big shout to your parents and you guys' support group, because we got an all-time great on the program, but I was fortunate enough that your younger brother, a mentor and a big brother to me, Reggie Miller, playing with him so many years in Indiana. Now he's in the Hall of Fame. Has he ever beaten you in basketball?
Oh, yeah, eventually. it was around, I believe it was my freshman year after winning a title, and I was like, I'm a baller, who can beat me? And we were in the backyard, it was Thanksgiving, and I got served up. I remember getting past them, I'm like, same old, blow back, have them on skates, go to lay it up, and he pinned it. He brought it down. I said, let's play horse. Checkers, Monopoly, backgammon. That was it. That was it for the one-on-one. After that, I knew he was a man.
Well, all college basketball season long, we've said over and over again on this program that our favorite player in college basketball, not male or female college basketball, our favorite player in college basketball is Sabrina Ionescu. We've kept our eye on her all season long. I'm sure you have too.
Yes.
What do you think that she'll be able to do when she gets to the WNBA?
Oh, she's going to have a tremendous future. I mean, you look at the hesitation. She has so much confidence. She's like Reggie and like Jalen. They may miss their first 10 shots, but they know they're going to make their next 15, you know, and she leads the team. She doesn't shy away from the big moments or taking the big shot. She doesn't mind if she's, you know, a goat or she's going to be a hero. And 99% of the time, she's a heroine.
Cheryl, we have a very special segment on this program that we want you to join us. It is called Soft Move or Boss Move.
Okay. All ripped up.
There is a controversy swirling around the internet that I need both of you to answer on. Okay. Putting sugar in your grits, starting with you, Cheryl. Is that a soft move or a boss move?
Oh, soft move. Ace to the no. You got to put some strawberry jam in that bad boy. Lots of butter. But sugar in cereal. Not in grits.
Strawberry jam?
Strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Strawberry jam?
Hey, preserve. Hey, and then sop it up with some biscuits or bread if you haven't gone to the supermarket and you got to throw down some heavy bacon. Y'all making me hungry.
Jalen, sugar and grits, soft move or boss move?
I was going to call it a boss move because initially I was putting pepper in it and a lot of butter, then all of a sudden, I realized I'm going to try some sugar to sweeten it up, and I was hooked. And then before I knew it, I put sugar in everything. Sugar in my grits, sugar in my cereal, sugar in my oatmeal. Boss move, Cheryl Miller.
I don't feel that. You know what? When you call me a couple of years later with diabetes, you holla at you.
Cheryl, true or false, you told our producers that you put mayonnaise in your grits.
Oh, absolutely. Not in my grits. It's spaghetti. It's spaghetti.
You
just take a little dip, kind of like soften it up and everything else. With some garlic toast.
That is nasty. Yeah. That is nasty.
Hold up. Have you ever tried it? Try it.
What are you doing?
Sauce.
You put mayo in the sauce. Lighten it up a little bit.
Mayo in marinara sauce? Oh, no. Oh, no. They should do a whole documentary about that alone. You can catch Women of Troy on HBO on March 10th. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome back anytime.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. And everybody out there, must see TV, Women of Troy, HBO.
Sports Clips Haircuts now has Amazon Alexa and Google Nest device online check-in. Enjoy features you already know from Sports Clips website and mobile app check-in, including checking wait times and choosing your favorite location. Keep your valuable time to yourself and get in line online before heading in for your next haircut. Sports Clips, you choose the cut, they cut the wait.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Jalen, do you remember when the Rockets traded Clint Capella and they went on that hot streak? They unlocked Russell Westbrook and we were all celebrating small ball. Well, small ball has hit a wall. The Rockets have now lost 4 games in a row. Those games came against the Knicks, the Clippers, the Hornets, and the latest was against the Magic. Jalen, what is the problem in Houston?
So, in basketball, and this may or may not sound cliche, the toughest thing to consistently do is to effectively put the ball in the basket with efficiency. The further you get away from the hoop, it lowers those percentages. The Houston Rockets are a team that have acknowledged that they're going to basically live and die by the three-point shot. So you know what defenses can do? They can suffocate the three-point line. They can stand at the three-point line and stand in front of the hoop and force you to play mid-range. If you notice that shot you just showed with James Harden, that was a bad shot. That was a contested shot from the corner. A defender was right on him. That's 3-4 inches taller than him, and he still stepped back and shot it. Now, had it gone in, it would have been an amazing play from a terrific offensive player. But you know what happens when you miss those? They're going the other way. And when you can't physically intimidate teams at the hoop defensively, contest shots and block shots, people start to feel better about their game. How many times have you seen somebody on any level, even at the park where you play or your rec league ball? Don't every time somebody make a shot, it's all of a sudden, let's go, let's go, let's go. They don't do it after they miss a shot. They do it after they make a shot because it's muscle memory. You're feeling good about your game. So it's tough to consistently generate that when you're playing lineups where everybody's 6'7" or below. The league has caught up with that.
Well, let's take a look at some of the numbers from this little losing streak that they've been on because they don't look good. Like you said, they live and die by the three. If you look at that at the bottom there, three-point percentage under 30%. They're getting out-rebounded. They're losing games. The point per game, they're only scoring under 110 points a game. Jalen, is this indicative of serious problem come playoff time?
I actually will say no to that question, and here's why. Because the only thing the Houston Rockets did is, for anybody that's ever gambled, they just basically put all of their chips in the middle of the table and said, we're going to play a home run style, boom or bust. We're going to go small, and if our two former MVPs are able to get hot in the series, that gives us a puncher's chance. If not, then they're going to lose early in the playoffs. So based on their matchup and based on if James can get hot and give me 35-plus with 40% shooting from three, and or if Russ can continue to attack the paint and give me 15 to 20 points per game, then that keeps them afloat against any opponent except the Lakers and the Clippers.
Well, looking at the eighth seed in the West, we have the Pelicans. The Pelicans need to go on a win streak if they're going to overtake the Grizzlies for the number eight seed in the playoffs. And this weekend, they started off a little win streak. On the Friday night, they beat the Heat. And then yesterday, they beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Jalen, can this team make a run and overtake the Grizzlies at the eighth spot?
You know how much I love to see the Pelican fly. You know how much I love it. It makes me so happy. Lonzo Ball, 60-foot lobs, half-court lobs to Zion. Shout to him for improving his game. His floor generalship always had potential to drop dimes and make people around him better. But he's making the three this year. Brandon Ingram was an all-star for a reason. The Pelicans are in contention for the eighth spot, as you acknowledge. But I just think there are too many teams to leapfrog to get to that eighth spot. I know they have an easy strength of schedule. I get it. But look at all of those squads. You lose one game, all of a sudden you're back to 12th. So based on the Grizzlies about to get healthy, Jaren Jackson, Winslow hopefully returns then, after the trade to the Miami Heat. And Ja Morant, the rookie of the year, has been outstanding for a guy that has a chance to lead a playoff team in points and assists his first season. That's why he'll get my vote for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think Ja Morant is clearly the Rookie of the Year. But Jalen, There's someone who just interjected themselves in the MVP conversation, and it's not LeBron James or Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's my man, Jake Layman. Check out my guy, Jake. Look at this dunk all over Derek Favors. Jalen, why do I love Jake Layman so much?
So, I hope everybody appreciates the fact our program puts on for the culture like no other. And that works both ways. You look at the pictures on the wall, and you see me representing Harriet Tubman and Aaliyah and Isaiah and Magic and everybody like, oh, he representing. But don't sleep. Jacoby has pictures on his wall as well. And if
got
you notice something,
boys.
They look
got
a lot
man Larry
more
right
like
here.
Him.
Then
they
we got
look
Bill
like
Murray right
me.
There.
And so he loves Jake Layman for one specific reason. Because he's white. I
no,
gotta
that's
ask
not
you
true.
A follow-up
that's
question.
Not true. Very efficient
I gotta
score.
Ask you a follow-up question.
Very efficient score.
You get a chance to answer all ask all the questions. Let me ask you one.
Okay,
what college did he go to? What college
no
did your guy go
no,
to?
No idea. I have no idea. No idea whatsoever where Jake Layman went to college. But Jalen, you know I joke about loving Jake Layman. But you know, for years and years and years, I've celebrated the great basketball career of Lance Stephenson. And there's Lance Stephenson news, Jalen.
Born ready.
He is in strong talks to return to the Pacers. Jalen, the Pacers need someone like Lance. They haven't been playing great lately. They need a scoring punch. If Lance comes back to the Pacers, does that make them hands-down favorites to come in out of the East and win the finals against LeBron?
For somebody like you that's seen Lance when he was the eighth grader, literally, and as he continued to progress to be born ready, and he had his best years as an Indiana Pacer, I already know your loyalty now, once he puts a jersey on, is going to make them the favorites in the East.
Oh, yeah.
Am
oh,
I
no.
right?
The in the East, favorites in the league. They're going to win the championship. Lance is going to be finals MVP. He's going to average a triple-double in the series. And they're going to sweep the Lakers. And he's going to blow right in LeBron's ear and during the handshake line before he goes and hoists the championship trophy. I'm so excited about Lance. Lance, you're my guy. Congratulations. Jalen, sometimes we need you to rely on your experience and your insider knowledge to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, the Sixers are obviously playing without Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, and that contributes to some of their woes recently. However, all season long, they just can't win on the road. They've lost 10 of their last 11 road games. They've only won 10 of 34 road games all season long. They just lost to the Warriors in the Bay. Jalen, why can't the Sixers win outside of Philadelphia?
So they're a classic team that at home, they feed off the crowd. Imagine anybody that can hear my voice. If you went to school today, if you went to work today, and constantly everybody came up to you and patted you on the back. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you. We couldn't do it without you. I don't understand how we were able to function without you. And it built you up.
I feel like I should get that treatment every day here.
It's the exact opposite on the road, where they have basically the same record as the Knicks and the Pacers. That is unacceptable for a team that has two All-Stars in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons who didn't play in this game. As you know, I was there. But also Tobias Harris and Al Horford. This squad is going to be judged if they can advance in the playoffs or not.
Jalen, I just want you to know that I appreciate you. You've done a great job today, and I don't know where we would be without you. But we probably would be in a much better position. You've seen Jalen Rose was in New York and Los Angeles and then the Bay and then Detroit and then back to New York. He travels all the time. I travel all the time. And those who travel frequently know how tiring it can be, whether you're on business or on vacation. A 5-hour energy shot can help you stay alert and energized wherever you may be headed. 5-hour energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life with zero sugar, only 4 calories, and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking, on-the-go people. And now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes. They're strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious, and they can take you to a tropical on-the-go experience no matter where you are. Try them both, and then go online to shop number 5 hour BetOnEnergy.com and use the code Jacoby. And when you use that code Jacoby, you get a one-time 10% off your order. Again, go to shop5hourenergy.com. Use the code Jacoby to receive a one-time offer of 10% off your order. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like animal control when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen Rose spends most of his time talking to me about what he wants to talk about on the program, so we made a segment just for him. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, just say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr.
Let's
Rose?
Get it!
We have actual, real update about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Hit
keep moving or hit the brakes?
Breaks.
Okay. Dallas Morning News is reporting that the offer to Dak averages $33 million a year and has a $105 million guarantee that would make him the fifth highest yearly salary and the fourth highest guarantee. Jalen, do you think this will get the deal done?
Don't take it, Dak. Don't do it.
Really?
Please don't do it. Don't do it. He's so young in his career, Jacoby, and other people have already set the mark. What about Jimmy Garoppolo? What about Carson Wentz? The kind of money that they're getting. What about Jared Goff? And you know what else? They're already getting paid those salaries. He's in his fourth season, making $2 million, playing for the Dallas Cowboys as their starting quarterback. He should take the franchise tag and bet on himself, like Kirk Cousins did, and then get top dollar when it's time to sign a long-term deal. Don't give him a hometown discount, Dak.
Coming up next, we have some Taysom Hill news. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I understand that the Saints want to keep him, and a lot of people are talking about him being their starting quarterback. All I know is when Drew Brees got hurt last year, Teddy Bridgewater was their starting quarterback, and he was undefeated. Keep it moving for now.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Josh Norman will be playing in a new uniform next year. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm glad he's going to reunite with his old defensive coordinator from Carolina, Sean McDermott, who's the head coach of Buffalo. But I'm going to need to see him put in work because he had a terrible season with the Redskins. Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Barry Bonds is sad, Jalen. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Breaks.
Barry Bonds was talking about the treatment that he's received ever since he admitted that he used performance-enhancing drugs while in Major League Baseball. And he says that the way that he's being treated gave him a death sentence, and he is heartbroken. Has he been treated unfairly since he was outside of MLB?
First and foremost, I want to acknowledge something. Barry Bonds, with my two eyes, is the greatest baseball player that I have ever seen.
Ooh.
That I have ever seen. And you know how much I love baseball. If he played for the Yankees, he had multiple World Series also. Don't get it twisted. What he did at the plate was outstanding. Hit for power, hit for average, sprayed it around the yard with the best of them. Golden glove consistently, could steal bases, all of that. Now, the juicing part of that, that was more of a function of the game than an individual. So I understand that's why they kept him out of the Hall of Fame. And I understand that's why a lot of people are upset at him. But don't get it twisted. Barry Bonds is a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Yeah, he's 2 more years. He can be voted into the Hall of Fame, and I urge anyone with a vote to please vote him into Cooperstown. Moving on, the Nets have a new head coach. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You know what? Hit the brakes on this.
So I find this interesting. The Nets and Kenny Atkinson have mutually agreed to part ways. This is just a year after they exceeded expectations, had great bench chemistry, got themselves into the playoffs, and made a little run at the Sixers. Jalen, are you surprised by Kenny Atkinson no longer being the head coach of the Nets?
You know why I'm doing this, my brother? You know why I'm doing this, my brother? It wow. reminds me of DMX's second album. I think it was called Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
Blood of My Blood, yes, yes.
And this is what Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant should be doing this morning. You should substitute DMX on his album cover and put them on it. Because everybody knows how this works. A coach that they agreed to come to the Nets because they created a culture that they love so much that one guy left Boston and one guy left the Golden State Warriors because they love what was happening in Brooklyn so much for a team that made it to the playoffs and was having so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to the playoffs this year, by the way. Dealing with injuries, Caris LeVert has still progressed. Lil Bro just had 51 recently. Spencer Dinwiddie also has progressed. Now, the third person that I left out, DeAndre Jordan. You know who he's best friends with? The other two. And don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden the coach gets fired and now he's starting.
He's starting lineup now.
How about that?
For Jared Allen.
So,
well, DeAndre Jordan was very vocal, saying it wasn't just the veteran players and Kyrie and KD that got him fired. But we'll see what happens with Jacque Vaughn at the helm. Jaylen.
They're going to get who they want in there. And don't be surprised if it's Tyronn Lue. But I got a sleeper candidate. I don't believe he's going to get the job. Ime Udoka. I've been telling you about him for a couple of years. He's on the Philadelphia 76ers bench. He's going to be a head man one day. And can somebody give Mark Jackson a head coaching job? Like, this is just becoming a mockery to me. Please carry on.
Michigan didn't have a great weekend. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You will hate it if I keep it moving, but I'm going to hit the brakes and own it.
Okay. Number 9, Maryland defeated Michigan. And Michigan is not looking great going into the tournament, Jalen Rose. They have now lost 3 of their final 4 regular season games. All right, what's your level of concern heading into the tournaments?
I don't have a big level of concern. I'm more worried about their tournament seeding because you know how this works. The worse your seeding, the tougher it is for you to advance. That's just the game.
It works.
And I want to shout out Maryland because they're balling this year for people that haven't been paying attention. And for them to be co-Big Ten title holders, that's really impressive. But my Wolverines will be fine come Big Ten tournament time and NCAA tournament time. You and I will be there to support them and watch.
Jalen, the Dayton Flyers might play themselves into a number 1 seed in that tournament. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Brakes.
Powering the Dayton Flyers are 22-year-old senior Obi Toppin. Toppin has been doing it, and he did it this weekend against George Washington. Look at these in-game dunks, Jalen. Between the legs.
He's been very impressive this year. And I'm going to go analyst real quick. If you look at his body type, he's really boxy. Shoulders like this, almost like Amari Stoudemire. Seems like he has really skinny legs based on his shoulders. But he's a grown man out there, as you mentioned. He's 22 years old. And for a guy his size to be doing dunks like this, that's terrific skill for a big guy. He's going crazy with these dunks. 360s, between the legs, blocking shots. And don't underestimate this. For a big guy, those are runouts. That means that he's very athletic. Not just jumping, but also changing ends of the floor. If you notice, he's ahead of the defense so many times on these breakaway dunks.
Jalen Rose, over the weekend, you appeared on television with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart was on the jump, and here is what he said about you and your hair.
Are you guys buying that? days when the Eagles won the championship. He ain't happy that the Sixers in the sixth seed.
Jalen,
you know,
Rose,
much too much sports.
Jalen Rose, first of all, that's a wig. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. And I'm going to tell you the truth.
I understand.
All right, it's a wig.
Yeah.
Jalen, are you going to defend yourself against these accusations from Mr. Hart?
All natural flow, baby. All natural flow. I rock a waist-length mink, do-rag under my fitted, and I do want waves. Pumas be always new. You know what I'm saying? Like Sheik Luciano. Kevin Hart is my guy, and I got to tell you something that he didn't get a chance to learn that day. The guy that cuts my hair, he actually knows because he from Philly. Shiz, 215. Sean Porter cuts my hair, Kevin Hart. So no wig here. All natural. Man, I look crisp right there. Did you see that knitted top? Put that picture back up there.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Put that back up there.
No, we don't need to run that back. We do not need to run that back. We need to move on. Jalen, we had a hold me back moment over the weekend in the NBA. What do you think about the mix up between CJ McCollum and Alex Len?
Hold me back. And again, I say that with affection because you lose your discipline on the NBA floor when you actually start to fight another player. That is not what I'm here to encourage. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not here to encourage a guy that's 6'11" pushing a guy that's 6'3". Where's Hassan Whiteside? We're the big guys for Portland. I talk about this all of the time. Y'all got to look out for y'all guy. They supposed to have been there to have CJ's back. Maybe that's why this team may not make the playoffs. I'm getting it now.
From some fake violence to some actual real violence, it's time for What's Your Number? Jalen, UFC 248 was this weekend. While the main event was a bit of a snoozer, wow, did the undercard deliver. I want to show you a couple of knockouts from the octagon this weekend. First, we have Dariush against Shakur Close. This one featured a lot of shots landed by each of them, but then you see him get bubbled there, and then finally lands a big shot to put him down. But Jalen, that's just one of the knockouts that I wanted to show you. The other fight was a decision, but it featured some great action, and this was between Zhang Weili, who completely bubbled up Joanna Dejungjacek, and after the fight, she did not look the same as she did coming into the fight. Jalen, here's the question. What is your number to compete against a professional in a UFC fight?
So this is the only time in the history of this program that I've given this answer.
What's
I've
that?
I've always had a number for stuff. I don't have a number for this. I ain't doing it.
Yeah,
I ain't doing
rich.
It.
There's no number
it.
That would get
not
you in the
UFC
octagon.
No.
Jalen, finally a very important announcement we have for the program. Jadakiss got a new album out. Jadakiss got a new album out. Jalen, does Jadakiss have, I don't know, bars?
Bars! Jadakiss spits bars! Congratulations, Jada. I appreciate the bars that you have been giving the industry over the last couple of decades. LOX forever. Go out and support my brother.
We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV.
David, can I go to Darrell Revis real quick? Amazing staff spent hours to come up with topics for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that's been with us for almost 10 years, I need their advice. I really need their advice right now. And
you
I need yours
advice?
Too. I need advice. I know I'm always here being Uncle OG and giving all of the advice to everybody, but I need the support of the people right now. Can you help me with a couple of things, please, my brother?
Of course. Anything you need, Jalen.
Okay. First and foremost, what is the motto to this show?
Give the people what they want.
We give the people what they want. And the reason why that has stuck is because that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, we
now,
did.
I've had a quandary over the past few days that I need
quandary?
To be, I need
a conundrum?
I need you guys to help me sort out.
Let's sort it out right now.
Okay. As you know, on Thursday, I was in South Seaport.
Yep.
Right after I got done working, the shows that we work, doing what we do, I went and got on an airplane. And I went to California.
Yep.
I was in L.A. on Friday. I was in San Fran on Saturday. I was in L.A. on Sunday. I took a red eye Sunday night so I could work this program and go to the JRLA board meeting today in Detroit. Now, throughout all of that period of time, I've been with coworkers at South Seaport. I was shaking hands and kissing babies at arenas from coast to coast. I pay attention to the news also. And the coronavirus is a real thing that's happening right now.
Oh, it's for real. Yep.
So this is what I need from the people. I need them not to take it personal because I'm about to start giving elbows and fist pumps for a minute.
Yeah, it's fist bump days. Now, if you need advice from me, I'm going to tell you, just go to the fist bump. No one even cares. I was at a birthday party for kids over the weekend. There's only like 96 cases in New York City. People still not even shaking hands. I think no one would. I think everyone would understand if you just gave fist bumps. Jalen, I got to tell you something about the coronavirus that happened to me over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
I just realized I'm going to get this thing because my kids are a mess. Oh, Quincy, we went on the subway. I turn around. My son had his lips against the window of the subway.
He had his lips against the window of the subway car.
And I said, I'm just being around birthday parties and my kids snot everywhere, wiping off their noses, having them kiss the subway window and then kiss my face. Like, if coronavirus really hits, parents are going to be the first ones to get it. I promise.
I used to do the exact same thing. So don't be getting on my nephew's case. He's just having a good time. And he got more courage to go jump on the subway by himself probably than I do. I'll get lost and he know his way around. So I got to have his back. Now, the way you were interacting with so many individuals in New York City, for anybody that's never been to New York, every time you walk outside, there's 100,000 eyeballs staring at you.
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
And so I've had to deal with that. I was at the Staples Center for a basketball game. Now, since I give the people what they want, Jacoby, when I see important people like Bob Iger, for example, our boss at Disney, he gives the elbow. Smart man. Shout to Willow Bay, his wife. For those that recognize that name, used to do a great job with Ahmad Rashad covering the NBA for a very long time. But when people approach me, Jacoby, when fans approach me, when I give the people what they want, guess what they do? They don't care about the coronavirus.
No, they don't care about the Rony Rone. They think you're too rich for the Corona.
They don't care about it. I'm like, no, this ain't a Corona with a lime. This is coronavirus. Okay? I got people still hugging me and grabbing me and shaking hands and kissing babies. And I'm like, I was put in a unique spot. So I just kind of rolled with it. And it snowballed throughout the weekend. But I woke up today, I'm like, it's stopping right now.
You gotta do fist bumps.
Okay.
And you gotta wash your hands all the time. I wash my hands all the time now. And you should be washing your hands like that anyway, but wash them twice as much now.
I got another controversial thing.
You gonna wear the mask?
I'm not wearing a mask.
I hear that that doesn't have the intended effect
that people think it does. But imagine me, and Reg, you'll appreciate this, Reg DeLedge. I walk into an airport. My good friend, Sean Porter, who's also my barber, representing Philly 215 to the fullest. And of course, he has one of those SUNY Philly beards, a la Freeway, representing to the fullest. He got gloves on. He got blue surgical gloves on. I didn't even want to stand next to him, Jacoby. I'm like, I don't even know you right now. I'm not even standing next to you, dog. I died laughing, I swear, for like 30 minutes. I could not believe that this dude is t- tough as nails. And he's standing there with some gloves on. I'm like, what do you think those gloves going to do, man?
Yeah, for real.
And also, being in these arenas at least 4 or 5 hours at a time doing the show and watching the game and doing post game, that means I go to the bathroom at least once or twice. And you know mm-hmm. what else I noticed? And you know I talk about this a lot on this show. And for people who follow this show, I need my flowers while I'm here. Because I kept telling y'all about all of the people who go blow up bathrooms and then, A, don't clean up the toilet and leave it soiled, including with toilet paper. And then also leave out of the bathroom. You ready for this?
Don't say
without
it.
Washing their hands.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Without washing their hands.
No. If I see someone try to leave the bathroom without washing their hands in today's day and age, I'm sending them back in like they're dead. For real. I'm sending them back in like I'm their dad. I don't care how old they are, how big they are. Like, go over there and wash your hands, you nasty person. That's gross. Wash your hands.
I saw at least 30 people do that
for
over the weekend.
You need the hall monitor? What are you doing?
I'm at a public place. Remember, I'm at an arena. And by the way, until the Clippers get their new arena, the Chase Arena that the Golden State Warriors play in is the best I've ever been in.
Oh, yeah?
It's the best I've ever been in.
Well.
Now.
They got to put some basketball on that court then.
Now, I will also say this. And everybody that knows me know that I stress the fact that Detroit and Oakland, we're cousins. I'm disappointed that the people of Oakland didn't get a chance to benefit for that real estate and that investment. For all of the decades that they supported that squad, the squad makes it to the NBA Finals 5 times and wins 3 championships and takes all of the money and the loyalty to those people and leave them behind and move to the suburbs. And I'm going to be a guy that always continues to acknowledge that because I'm not a fan of that. The Raiders left them also for Las Vegas. I appreciate the Oakland A's for standing pat and representing Oakland to the fullest.
One thing that needs to be represented to the fullest, Biggie Smalls. Today is the anniversary of the passing of one of the greatest rappers to ever do it, one of my favorite MCs of all time. So while you're going through your day today, you open up that whatever you use to listen to music, that Spotify, you open up that Apple Music, whatever you listen to, put on some Biggie today. Even if you listen to Tidal. Even if you have a Tidal.
No doubt. And you know what else? As the supporters of Biggie getting a statue in front of the Barclays Arena, it's important for anybody that has influence, that listens to this program, we need for that to happen. We mm-hmm. need for that to happen. And one of my favorite Biggie lines, I'll never forget being in the league, just getting my first checks, riding around in my blue 500 Benz with the beige interior, with the silver rims spinning. Mm. And all I kept playing is I've been a terrorist since the public school era. I played that like over and over and over again. That was such a great thing for a kid that represents Detroit Southwestern High School.
One thing that needs to be said is we're going back to the Gramercy. We've been there before. We did
yes.
2 nights back
yes.
to back at the Gramercy Theater. Both nights sold out. If you were at one of those shows, you know just how much fun it is to be there in the building where we're live on stage. It's an intimate setting. Get up close and personal with us. So, right now, go to Ticketmaster. You can buy tickets for April 21st at the Gramercy Theater. We sold out 2 nights there. We're only doing 1 night there now. It's a guarantee to sell out. So make sure you go on to Ticketmaster to get those tickets as soon as you can because they're going to be gone soon.
And also, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Bring your significant other. Bring your friends. Bring your family members. For anybody that's ever been to a Jalen and Jacoby production, it ain't just a show. I'm already acknowledging, people going to get let in at 6:30. I'm already putting together the theme music for the show from 6:30 to 7. And then when we hit the stage, y'all know we're going to give the people what they want. We're going to have some special giveaways. I'm definitely bringing some hoodies. And afterwards, I'm putting together the theme music for the outro as well. We're going to shake
Motown
hands.
Got you covered.
We're going to kiss babies. We're going to enjoy the people. Make sure you come out and represent.
Go to Ticketmaster right now. Get those tickets. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.